Cruz Livingston took a deep breath and willed himself to relax. He'd been undercover with the Red Brothers Motorcycle Club for a month. No, 26 days to be exact. And in his eyes, it was 26 days too long. Undercover assignments were never easy, but this had been like taking a fiery trip to hell the entire time. He hadn't expected the job to be sunshine and roses, but he'd obviously gotten soft, because Cruz knew some of the shit he'd been forced to do to prove himself would haunt him for a long time. He hadn't killed or been pushed to rape anyone, thank God, but he'd threatened and beaten men up and sold drugs. It was the selling of the drugs that had almost broken him. It was ironic. The very reason he'd gone undercover, to stop the sale of drugs, was what he'd been forced to do from the very start of his assignment. Cruz hadn't seen much of Ransom's supposed girlfriend, the person he was supposed to be getting close to in order to get information about the president. Her name was Angel, but from what Cruz could tell, she wasn't much of a girlfriend, more like a woman he was screwing. Cruz had seen Ransom fuck women in the middle of the clubhouse, not caring who was watching, so he obviously wasn't concerned about being exclusive with Angel. Cruz's original plan had been to get in tight with the girlfriend and see what he could find out about the operation through her, but he had quickly found out that wasn't going to work. Ransom didn't give a shit about Angel, so it would look extremely odd for him to be cozying up to the woman. MCs typically had two types of women hanging around, bikers' old ladies and club whores. The old ladies were somewhat respected by the other members of the club and weren't ever disrespected by the whores or anyone outside their tight-knit group. The whores, on the other hand, were there to fuck and to use, period. The whores knew their place and never complained about it, ever hopeful that one day they might catch the eye of one of the members and become an old lady. Cruz figured many of them continued to hang around for the drugs they were given in return for their services, far more than they wanted to be an old lady. It was hard for him to fathom why any woman would allow herself to be mistreated as the whores in this club were, free drugs or not. In the 26 days Cruz had been a prospect of the club, he'd seen some of the worst treatment of women he'd ever had the misfortune to observe in all his life, and that was saying something. His job as a member of the FBI included some pretty gnarly things. But watching as a drugged-out, half-conscious woman got gang-banged by 10 members of the Hermanos Rojos Motorcycle Club, who didn't give a shit how rough they were, was one of the worst. The only reason Cruz hadn't had to participate was because of his prospect status. Until he was deemed worthy of the club, he wasn't allowed to participate in the orgies. Thank God. Cruz knew he couldn't save everyone, but watching the women essentially get raped by the MC members brought to mind his ex-wife. She'd never been raped, but Cruz hadn't been able to save her from other seedy parts of life. Cruz shook his head, trying to get back into the game. Standing in the middle of the Red Brothers clubhouse wasn't the time to remember his fucked-up relationship with his ex-wife.
"Yo, Smoke, get your ass over here,"
Ransom called from across the room. Cruz had chosen the nickname Smoke when he joined the club. He hadn't bothered to explain it, letting the club members think what they wanted about the name. In actuality, it was his friend Dax who'd come up with the moniker. They joked that he was sneaky like Smoke, getting into every crevice of the Hermanos Rojos' business and hopefully being the reason they were eventually taken down. The only reason Cruz was able to infiltrate the MC was because an FBI agent who'd had a long-term undercover assignment at another club near the border of Texas and Mexico had vouched for Cruz when Ransom and his vice president had inquired. Simply being allowed in the clubhouse and being privy to much of what went on there was a huge step in being able to gather information on the club and hopefully stop one of the many entry points for drugs into the city.